Open Water 20. Section 7, Management, Part 6. Version 2.06, March 16, 2020. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Problem. Due to buoyancy problems, the TOD was exceeded. The question now is, what is the NDL limit for 19 meters or 56 feet? On the third dive there were buoyancy control issues and the diver went below the TOD of 15 meters or 49 feet. The new maximum depth for the dive, no matter for how long the diver was at this depth, is now 19 meters or 56 feet. The dive was not completed as per the plan. Post-dive profile after third dive, actual depth, 19 meters or 56 feet. New NDL, 25 minutes, table 3. Used 21 meters or 70 feet in sea pressure group designation. Fortunately, this time was not exceeded but was very close to the NDL and would not be good planning. TOD, 15 meters or 49 feet, not kept to. End pressure group designation, equals H. NDL planning on your dive computer and depth limits. Technology progression has allowed divers to calculate safe limits and NDLs using dive computers. The big advantage is that the computer stays with the diver and adjusts for depths continually. If we stay shallow, the computer gives us more time underwater. If we go deeper, the time is limited. To plan with the computer, you will need to consult its dive planning function. Ask your instructor or read the user's manual for your computer. Once you get into the dive planning mode, you will be able to put your planned depth in the computer and see what available time there is for the dive you want to do. The images below show the available dive time or no decompression limit, NDL, for 12, 15, 18, 21 meters. Or 40, 50, 60, 70 feet. As you can see, the dive time displayed in the middle decreases as we enter the deeper depths. Let's suppose we were planning a dive for 21 minutes/70 feet for 40 minutes. Looking at these examples, we could not do the dive. Why? The dive of 21 meters or 70 feet is too deep for our level of training and the time is outside the NDL for that depth. The best option is to go back to the 18 meters or 60 feet plan, which gives us a maximum of 52 minutes according to this example computer. This means we are inside our 20 meters or 66 feet maximum and inside our NDL. It is important to note that various computer brands will have small differences due to slightly different calculations in the computer. These calculations are called the decompression algorithm. Also remember that after your first dive of the day, the times will be significantly reduced. This is because the computer is calculating and taking into account your accrued nitrogen from the first dive. Refer to page 30 of this manual for examples of an air dive computer which has not dived for 24 hours and is showing the dive planning pages in metric and imperial. Note small differences as depths do not exactly equate. These are the no decompression limits, NDL, according to this computer. If we had already dived on this computer today, it would calculate new reduced NDLs. Planning repetitive dives. How do we plan for a dive when we have already built up an amount of nitrogen and it has not left our body through respiration yet? Firstly, our dive computer will take this into account when we start our dive planning. Our NDL times will be reduced, which will control how we plan the dive. Our gas consumption will be the same, so we can work on the same average times for this example. The dive computer's reduced NDL times for our dive will most likely be the limiting factor rather than our gas consumption. It is important to know that as we stay out of the water, we are off-gassing and will be increasing our NDL. This takes some time, and again the dive computer is able to calculate this. What did we learn? Our dives can be limited by any of the following factors. Exposure to the elements. NDL, no decompression limit. Gas supply and usage. Depth for our level. We also learned that it is imperative to keep a close watch on our actual depth and times so that we do not exceed our planned parameters. We could very easily push ourselves into a decompression obligation which is outside our training level as a recreational diver. The absolute best way to avoid mistakes is to dive your plan and obtain your own dive computer, which can adapt to the changes in your dive profile. You should still dive your plan, but you will have the peace of mind that there is a good backup system in place. RAID note, dive planning is the most important part of your dive, but means nothing if you don't follow your plan. Warning. Even strict compliance with your dive computer or the dive tables will not guarantee avoidance of decompression sickness. Conservative usage is strongly recommended. It is recommended if using dive tables to plan for depths exceeding your planned depth. The diver should write these down on a slate and have them available on the dive, so that if the planned depth is exceeded, he or she can refer to the slate and find out what the adjusted allowable dive time is for the new depth. The diver using a dive computer need not worry about the calculation of the NDL, as this is completed by the computer and it calculates the allowable dive time every 2 or 3 seconds whilst underwater. Although the computer does calculations underwater, it is still recommended to plan the dive on your dive computer before, in order to check what will be the limiting factor and which limit may be the first to consider. Will it be the NDL or the gas supply? The dive computer will not be able to account for the gas supply, unless the computer has a high pressure sensor link. The dive computer will not be able to account for dives completed before which the computer has not logged. Dive computers cannot account for the tissue loading of another diver. It must only be used by the same person within 24 hours. It is recommended not to use any dive computer that has not cleared from no-fly time and/or has a dive log history within 24 hours of your use. Dive computers or dive tables do not take into account your individual physical diving fitness and hydration levels. Remember, whilst diving there is no guarantee of avoidance of decompression sickness. How many dives can I complete in a day? You may dive many dives a day provided you dive within the limitations of all the factors and stay within the NDL limits. The 5 most important rules for diving. While dive planning is essential for conducting a safe dive, it is also important for divers to follow a few specific rules designed to encourage safe diving. 1. Breathe continuously, avoid lung overexpansion injuries by keeping an open airway. 2. Ascend slowly, to avoid decompression sickness and pressure-related injuries. 3. Monitor instruments, avoid gas depletion, fast ascents, and decompression sickness. 4. Stay with your buddy, gives you support if something goes wrong. 5. Equalize, to look after our ears and keep us comfortable underwater. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.